countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
Now, there's a sense that the country is impatiently waiting to get out and about, socialising, working and holidaying as the vaccine rollout continues. The summer sunshine combined with pints al fresco have created this sense of anticipation and positivity after the darkness of the last 15 months. Economist Jim Power joins me. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Damien. How are you doing?
Good. Is there a sense that as things open up, the country will bounce back fairly quickly? People will get their jobs back, businesses will be back up and making money soon enough?
Yes, I think as well, we've seen already as things are starting to gradually reopen, economic activity is rebounding quite strongly. You know, I suppose the economy over the last 12 months, Damien, and we saw this yesterday from the national accounts data published by the Central Statistics Office. It's very much a dual economy in the sense that foreign direct investment, professional services, financial services, the public sector, those parts of the economy and their workers have done well over the last 12 months. Whereas if you work in hospitality, in personal services like gyms and hairdressing and so on, it's been a very, very difficult environment. So one of the things that has happened that gives us source of optimism is there has been a massive increase in personal savings over the last 12 months, almost 18 billion. We have 128 billion almost now in savings in the country. So as people get the opportunity to spend money, you will see a lot of that money coming back into the system. So in overall terms, I would expect, assuming the vaccine rollout and goes well and that the variants don't come back to bite us, that you will see a strong rebound in activity. I would caution that there are certain sectors that will take quite some time to get back to any semblance of normality. You know, restaurants, pubs, hotels, who may have built up a huge debt legacy in the last 12 months, and indeed the non-essential retail sector. It may take some time for those businesses to get back onto a more normal financial footing. But I do think if the lockdown continues to be eased as planned, that you will see in the second half of this year and into next year a strong rebound in economic activity.
Yeah, and I can hear some people saying, what savings? I haven't been able to save anything, but as you said, some people have been able to do that for various reasons. Now, Jim, we ran massive deficits during the economic crash a decade ago and the bank bailout, and it left the government with no alternative but austerity. Is that now going to be waiting for us in the long grass, or are there other more innovative ways to pay for COVID and refloat the economy?
Right, Damien, we have built up massive debts. I mean, we're going to end up spending, if you take account of what the government announced in the recovery plan earlier this week, we're going to end up spending around 38 billion or thereabouts in COVID-related expenditure. The good thing this time round is that the tax base has held up very well. And in fact, taxes in the first 5 months of the year were 9% ahead of last year, with VAT and income tax doing particularly well. So tax revenues are not the problem in the public finances. It's the fact that the government has had to spend a lot of money on health and social protection in relation to COVID. So that's very different than what happened back in 2007, 2008, when the tax base collapsed. So I think there is a view globally, and indeed in most parts of this country, that the austerity back in 2009 thereafter, you know, was a mistaken policy, that it made the situation worse in many cases. So I think there's a realization now globally, including Ireland, that what we need to do is to get economic growth back on track as quickly as possible. And as economies start to grow, you know, tax revenues will start to come in more strongly. People will start to get back to work. So the government will be spending less on COVID supports, be it to individuals or to businesses. And gradually over time, you will see the deficit reducing. But having said that, I think the government will move to try and broaden the tax base. I mean, we saw the changes that were announced this week in relation to property tax, for example. I certainly think it's the case that the government will be looking at stuff like inheritance tax and capital gains tax to try and increase the take there. But is there going to be a significant increase in income tax? No, I don't believe there is. And I think if government went that route, it would be a massive mistake and should be avoided.
All right. You mentioned property there. And before we go, Jim, will we continue working from home in masses?
Well, Damien, there was a view that, you know, everybody wanted to work from home, that it's great. But the novelty has worn off. I think for many people, working from home, from a social perspective, and indeed from a workplace perspective, is a disaster. And I think for many employers, it's not working well. So I think a lot of people will want to get straight back to the office as quickly as possible. For others, perhaps they would like a hybrid model, maybe work from home 2 days a week and go into the office 3 days a week, because people need that social interaction, the innovation that happens in the workplace. So I think there will be a more hybrid model, but the notion that nobody will go back to the offices, in my view, is wrong. You will see a lot of people returning as quickly as possible. Employees and employers will want that. And as I say, for some, working from home may just suit on some of the time. But it's definitely going to be different than it was pre-COVID, but not as dramatically different as some people have been suggesting.
All right. Yeah, people are mad for road and there's a lot of traffic out there building up once again, as we've noticed in the last few weeks. Jim Power, as always, great to chat to you. Thank you very much and enjoy the weekend.